Chapter 6, Critical Listening. In recent years, more and more universities and colleges have decided to install communication satellite systems. In their audiovisual centers, students and faculty members are able to view, for example, the programs of CNN, the cable news network, and the BBC, British Broadcasting Corporation. Those who can comprehend English can use international news programs as a window onto what is going on in the world. True comprehension, however, requires specific training in improving the kind of listening skills needed, critical listening skills. In the theory of interpersonal communication, there are two types of listening, both of which are important. One is phatic listening, and most Japanese are good at it. Phatic listening is related to social interaction, and its goal is to feel the emotion of others by providing the speaker with positive feedback, praise, paraphrasing, questions, and supportive statements. On the other hand, very few Japanese are trained to employ critical listening. Critical listening is vitally important in this information-saturated age, because its goal is first to clearly understand and then to evaluate messages. This is the only way to make sense of public discourse and social controversies taking place in politics, business, and academia. Critical listening skills are essential for those who want to study abroad. The most difficult part of the TOEFL listening examination is the one that asks a number of questions about long passages, rather than asking one question about a short dialogue. Therefore, it is important for Japanese students to acquire these skills through the use of news English. Critical listening requires the following three procedures. First, test the evidence given and its source. In news reports, several people concerned with the story are quoted or interviewed, but these comments and opinions should rarely be given equal weight. Even if someone quoted is famous, they have little authority in fields other than their own. A movie star or singer, for example, should not be given the same credentials in questions of international politics as a person actually working in the political arena. When looking at data, comments, and opinions, you should ask questions such as, first, is the evidence accurate, current, and true? Second, is the evidence appropriate? Third, is the source accurately cited? And fourth, is the source competent and unbiased? Second, test the analogies. For example, could a tax cut of the type accomplished in the United States under the Reagan administration have similar effects in Japan if put in place during the Koizumi administration? Specifically, the questions to ask are, first, is the analogy appropriate? And second, is the analogy figurative or literal? Comparing one city to another is a literal analogy. Comparing a city to the heart of a human being is figurative. Third, test the inferences or reasoning. In news English, there are a lot of generalizations drawn from examples. You should ask, first, are there enough examples? And second, are the examples typical? Finally, test causation. For instance, there is a causal relationship between budget deficits and bankruptcy, in that a government continuously spending more than its revenue is doomed. But there is no causality between weather and the performance of the Cebu Lions, even if they win 10 consecutive games on rainy days. The questions that apply here are, first, are a cause and its effects appropriately labeled? And second, is correlation being confused with causation? Critical listening skills will help you become a better thinker, too, as well as a better listener. Don't be surprised, therefore, if your skills in your native language improve as well.